This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he solved the problem. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 16 years and we've run into some problems that started about 6 months ago when my husband experienced ED. I had gone for 4 months without sex, so I talked to my doctor about it because my husband is too stubborn to go to his doctor. My primary care physician is a young black man that's new in town. He's engaged, but his fiance does not live in our city. I told my doctor that my stress and high blood pressure was coming from a lack of sex, so he gave me some samples for my husband to try to make his man parts work. Instead of trying the pills, my husband threw the pills at me and said he didn't need them. I went back to my doctor for a follow-up appointment for my high blood pressure, and I wore a flowy dress with no underwear on. My doctor said he liked the way my booty was moving around in the dress, and he said he could tell I wasn't wearing underwear. He told me that he had a quick way to help me relieve stress, but I would have to go to his office to get it. We ended up having sex on a rug in front of his desk, and boy, does this young man have a lot of stamina. He jokingly said my blood pressure should be fine for a week, but I should come back if I needed more help. I've had to see him 8 more times since our first time, but here's my issue. I am tired of him talking about his fiance. He mentions her before and after sex. Today he said that he loves her so much that if she was in town with him, he would never had sex with me. I don't believe that because he makes love to me like he's falling for me. Is he trying to convince himself that it's just sex with me and him? Don't project your feelings onto him. If he's just having sex with you and nothing else, that's all it is just sex, then yes, it's just sex with you and him. You're a convenient side piece, period. He's really in love with his fiance, but she's not there, so he's using you to fill that void. But worse than that, he's all kinds of wrong as your doctor. He's not supposed to be having sex with his current patients. He could get sued for unethical, unprofessional behavior. He even gave you some pills for your husband without even seeing your husband. What kind of doctor does this? I mean, meanwhile, you are still married to the bitter man with the problem with ED. You're going to have to put yourself first these days and figure out what's best for you and what's going to make you happy. And please don't start picturing a future with this doctor. You knew he had a fiance before you started sleeping with him. Steve?
He solved the problem. Sound like a whole lot of new problems to me. You know, let me go through that. I've been married 16 years. We ran into some problems. 6 months ago, her husband experienced some ED. That's erectile dysfunction. I had gone 4 months without sex. So because my husband, I talked to my doctor about it because my husband is too stubborn. He got to lose that attitude. This ain't the time to be stubborn, boy. They got fixes for all this stuff now. And my primary care physician is a young black man that's new in town and engaged with fiance, but she don't live in our city. Right after she wrote that note, that line right there, I knew it was finna be a problem. Mm-hmm. Cause what business is of her? She got a fiance, but she don't live in our city. Like, she not here with us. I told my doctor my stress and blood pressure was coming from a lack of sex. So he gave me some samples for my husband to try to make his man parts work. Now, Shirley says, what kind of doctor does this? Don't worry about that. You just get these pills. They high. Instead of trying the pills, my husband threw the pills at me and said he ain't need them. What? Boy, you know how much your pills cost? You don't throw them damn pills away. You better get it. You be getting them pills out that shag carpet like it's crack. Get them damn pills and get your man parts working. It's all right. What are you throwing them for? Anyway, I went back to my doctor for a follow-up appointment for my high blood pressure, and I wore a flowy dress with no underwear. Well, why'd you do that? Because you know the fiance is not in our town. My doctor said he liked the way my booty was moving around in that dress. He said I could tell I wasn't wearing no underwear.
I know exactly what that looked like. I know exactly.
Shut up. Okay. Yo, inside thoughts.
Fascinating. No, that's a good ass dress. That's a nice dress. It's flowy. And you ain't got them spanks on either. It's just letting it go. Yeah. That's it. Appreciate it. Thank you. I don't even care if it's got a couple dimples in it.
Oh, anyway.
Anyway, but Spanx move all that out, but it's such an aggravating thing, Spanx, because they hard. Just.
Are you distracted at all?
Well, Tommy did it. It's Tommy.
I know.
Anyway, my booty was moving around in the dress, and he said I could tell I wasn't wearing no underwear. I just want to go back over and read that. My doc said he said my booty was moving around in this dress, and he said he could tell I wasn't wearing underwear. That really was this whole damn letter about right here to me right now. Cause this fool and took his pills and threw them all up against the wall.
Hold
and stuff.
On.
Damn pills cost. This whole letter is ridiculous, but her ass is moving in that dress though.
We'll have part two of your crazy response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour.
And that was her doctor said. Subject. My doctor said my booty was moving around.
He solved the problem. Yes, we'll get back into it.
I'll put these down
right after this. On.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, he solved the problem. Let's go. Crazy.
Well, the letter called "He Solved the Problem." But what is the problem? They've been married 16 years, and her husband started experiencing ED, so she ain't had sex in 4 months, and she went to her doctor to talk about it, and he's new in town, young, and got a fiance that don't live in the city. You told your doctor that your stress was high, and you had high stress and high blood pressure was coming from a lack of sex, so he gave me some samples for my husband to try. Shirley didn't like that. What kind of doctor gives away medicine? And it's called sample package, Shirley.
Yeah, don't sample.
It's a gift. It's a wonderful gift, and it's free. Them pills is high as hell. And so, anyway, if you give the name of your doctor and get these free samples, and you know, that's a, in Jesus' name. Anyway, instead of trying the pills, my husband threw the pills at me and said he didn't need them. Yes, you do. You do need them. You have ED. You need them pills. What you throwing them for? To get all them pills up off that floor and start chewing. Every last one
off the floor?
Every last three. I don't give a damn they've been in the floor. Shirley, you got to get the pill up out that floor.
Something wrong with you.
And chew them, and like crush them up and swallow them like BC powder. Get in the system quicker. Don't swallow
your blood. That's true.
Yeah, I know how to put it on your tongue and woo, get your mind right. Anyway. Anyway, I went back to my doctor for a follow-up appointment for my high blood pressure, and I wore a flowy dress with no underwear on. My doctor said he liked the way my booty was moving around in the dress.
You're trying to make it sound right now.
I'm trying
now.
To fix it from last time. I'm trying to sound a little bit more intelligent. My doctor had said that he liked the way my booty was moving around in the dress, and he said he could tell I wasn't wearing underwear, which was my intent. That's why I ain't put these drawers on anyway. I had this thing jumping.
You can't do it.
I know how to walk, too, because I walk. I put extra pressure on my heel just to make it. So I slam my heel into the ground so that thing do what it do anyway. He told me he had a quick way to help me relieve stress, but I would have to go to his office to get it. We ended up having sex on the rug in the front of his desk, and boy, does this young man have a lot of stamina. He jokingly said my blood pressure should be fine. It is. It really is. I know. I had high blood pressure. And when I have sex with high blood pressure, I don't know what happens. I think my blood pressure get higher, but it feels better. I have higher blood pressure. But it feels better. Like, you don't know it. Like, you could be dying and not even know it. That's how good it is.
Get
sometimes.
Back to the letter.
Anyway, he jokingly said my blood pressure would be fine for a week, but I should come back if I needed more help. Well, damn it, I had to see him 8 more times because his blood pressure was just high. And I just kept going back in there, and he was putting it on me. But here's my issue. Now here the issue. You ain't got nothing. Ain't nothing wrong with on the floor in front of the desk. Right. Ain't nothing wrong with your husband having ED. Ain't nothing wrong with your husband throwing them pills at you. Ain't nothing wrong with your doctor noticing your booty in your dress. Here is her issue. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of him talking about his fiance. What?
Yeah,
lady, you're married. Mm-hmm. He mentions her before and after sex. That's because he loves her. And there's a little guilt going on. Today he said he loves her so much, told you. Today he said he loves her so much that if she was in town with him, he wouldn't even have sex with me. I don't believe that. Because he makes love to me like he's falling for me. That he's not making love to you. Y'all doing something else. You know what that's called? That's what y'all doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what y'all doing. This ain't making
a lot of that.
Y'all just in here just what that other thing is.
Okay.
And if that's what you there for, then that's what you there for. Just go and admit to anybody in love with you, anybody making love to you. That ain't what this is. We in the flow. We in front of my desk at the office. And you came here 8 times. Same thing. And you ain't heard me one time tell you I love you. Love. You, I ain't said that now, damn time. Not one. I ain't even, like, in your ear. Oh, I love you. I ain't even said that. Now, a lot of sounds in here, but you ain't never heard me say I love you. No. But I have told you how much I love her before and after. Mm-hmm.
No.
Is he trying to convince himself that it's just sex with me and him? It is. That's what that is. It's just sex with you and him.
Yeah,
he ain't trying to convince me. He's trying to let you know that's all this is. Because mm-hmm. if my fiance was here, I wouldn't even have sex with you. Ooh. But she not here. Mm-hmm. You know why I wore this dress down here with all this movement in it?
Yeah.
And you know good and hell well you should have wore some Spanx. You knew that. But you didn't come in here with underwear. It ain't underwear that hold. You need Spanx. Underwear don't do nothing except put that line in the dress and mess up the whole look. Thong.
All right, you can post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.